It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Universities of Wisconsin leaders plan to shutter another branch campus, this time in Menasha, in the east central part of the state, citing steep enrollment declines and the inability to generate enough tuition to cover costs.
Last week, UW-Oshkosh announced that it would be closing its Fox Cities campus a year from now. Here's UW-Oshkosh Provost and Vice Chancellor for Academic Affairs Ed Martini at a news conference.
There was simply no scenario that we could explore, and we believe we did a thorough analysis to get to that point that was going to result in a sustainable campus for the future.
The Fox Cities campus joins five other branch campuses that UW officials have closed or have announced plans to close since last year. Corrine Hess is WPR's education reporter with us to talk about how these two-year campus closures are affecting students, faculty, and the surrounding communities. Corrie, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So the UW system has had 13 two-year branch campuses. Can you walk us through this wave of downsizing and closure?
Yes, this all started about 2 years ago with these campuses just seeing a complete downsize of enrollment. And that's when, you know, UW System President Jay Rothman decided that something had to be done and these closures began.
Can you walk us through which of the six communities are affected in Wisconsin?
Sure, yes. So right now, you know, we're talking about Fox Cities in Menasha, but there have been several. So UW-Platteville's Richland Center campus was the first to announce it would end in-person instruction in November 2022. That school officially closed last year. In addition, there have been two UW-Oshkosh branch campus closures, and then UW-Milwaukee ended classes at its branch campuses in Washington County last month. It will end classes in Waukesha next year. UW-Green Bay has ended in-person instruction in Marionette. Also, you know, like today we're talking about UW-Oshkosh, so they will be closing Fox Cities next year, and just this month, they've closed its Fond du Lac campus.
So how have currently enrolled students at Fox Cities and other of these closed campuses or to be closed, how has that affected, you know, how have the students being affected by the shutdown?
Well, the students are able to go to a nearby four-year campus, but they are affected because a lot of times these students choose these two-year campuses because they cost less, they're closer, and they're just smaller, which a lot of times these students are looking for a smaller campus to go to, either because they're right out of high school, obviously, and they want something smaller and closer to home, or they're returning students. They're a little bit older. They're juggling families and full-time jobs, and this is just a better fit for them.
And you talked with a former student, Bethany Gengler, a 2018 grad of the Fox Cities campus, and she talked about that attending a small two-year school like Fox Cities made it easier to transition into college, and then she also expressed concerns for future students.
For new students, it's going to limit their ability to attend a UW school. It's going to require more resources, more traveling, more gas in order to get this degree, as well as additional tuition.
Will these closures limit a student's access to higher ed?
I think it will. Oshkosh Chancellor Andrew Levitt estimated about 70% of the students from the Fond du Lac campus will go to UW-Oshkosh. But in talking to students, I think they're really worried about this. They like the smaller campus, the less expensive campus, and the closer to home feel. So I do think that it is limiting for some students, yes.
Would these students have to travel greater distances to continue their college coursework?
In some cases, yes. I mean, it depends on where they live, but in some cases they will.
What might happen to the branch campus faculty in these closures?
Well, again, UW System President Jay Rothman has said many of the faculty can move to the main campus. I haven't confirmed if they do move, but there's an issue of staff members who don't teach. So you know, it wouldn't make sense for them to transfer because their roles are duplicative. So they would, you know, lose their jobs.
So they, and that could be happening in the months and weeks leading up to the full closure of these campuses. What about campus buildings and facilities? Did the UW officials talk about the infrastructure itself?
Well, in a lot of cases, you know, these schools are major employers in a community, and these buildings take up a lot of space. They're a lot of times county owned, not in all cases, but in a lot of cases, they are county owned. There was a bill recently signed into law that will give communities that have a branch campus up to $2 million to redevelop. So that was just passed in the spring. So there has been some focus on what happens to these buildings in the communities.
You also talked with, I think it was Outagamie County's executive, Tom Nelson, responding to the news of the Fox Cities closure. What was that sentiment like?
Tom Nelson's really upset about this. He feels like he was not given enough notice and that this was done in secret. He says that, you know, both Chancellor Leavitt and System President Rothman were given the benefit of a strong education system, and that people that want that now are being limited because of these branch closures.
We're talking with WPR education reporter Corey Hess about multiple two-year UW campuses being marked for closure in the last couple of years, what it means for higher education around Wisconsin. Corey, you mentioned these steep declines in enrollment blamed in part for these closures. Why are two-year campuses experiencing major enrollment drops?
You know, it's not just the two-year campuses, although they've seen the largest decline in enrollment drops. I just think that fewer people are deciding to go on to college. There's also just been a struggle. College is expensive, and there's concern about affordability. And then schools and, you know, both the two-year and the four-year in this state are struggling because state budget, the funding has remained flat. So, you know, I think the UW system is struggling as well. It's been a difficult time for the UW system, but also for the private colleges. We've seen just, you know, El Verno College in Milwaukee just declared last week that it's not financially viable. So this has been, it's not just the two-year schools, it's all across the board with colleges right now.
Walk us back some years. It's 2017, 2018, and the UW system, you know, went through with this consolidation, removing two-year colleges from like a standalone subsystem, merging them with their nearby four-year school. What are the effects of this reorganization? What are you hearing?
Well, I think what the effects have shown is that it's been hard on the two-year colleges, and but that's been coupled with just the idea of students just not going to college as much as they had been.
And UW Oshkosh, as you mentioned, four-year colleges have struggled to, you know, with their budgets. We've seen Oshkosh go through cuts, facing a budget deficit. Will the closure of the branch campuses, you know, strengthen the financial position of the four-year universities?
I think that's what the hope is, that these students will then transfer and go to UW Oshkosh. So that will strengthen the four-year school. I guess time will tell on that.
We also heard Governor Evers recently seeking to ask the legislature to give the UW hundreds of millions of dollars in the next budget proposal. Could, like, an infusion in funding or a potential funding boost help alleviate these financial pressures that are currently felt by the, you know, remaining two-year campuses?
I think it could help. I'm not sure that Governor Evers' proposal to give the UW system more money will be met. Mm-hmm. will go with it. I'm not sure what the legislature will do with that.
Sure, sure. In the meantime, what are you watching for in these affected communities, as well as the remaining two-year campuses that stay open?
Well, I think that it will be interesting to see what happens with this new law that was just signed to give the communities the $2 million to redevelop these buildings. You know, this was the sixth two-year campus to be announced at Fox Cities for closure. There are still, I believe, seven more two-year branch campuses. So I'm not sure, you know, what will happen with the remaining seven. And UW System President has said he isn't entertaining the idea of closing any four-year campuses, but several of them are also struggling. So I think it's something to watch to see what happens with the four-year campuses moving forward.
Corey, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Corey Hess is WPR's education reporter, giving us an update there on the recent closure announcement of the UW Oshkosh Fox Cities campus and how the shutdown of multiple two-year UW campuses has affected higher education in Wisconsin.
Thanks for being with us here on Wisconsin Today. You're tuned into the new WPR News lineup. We are glad you're here.
And thanks to listener support, WPR delivers trusted coverage and context. You hear from reporters, writers, and cultural figures who enlighten, who inspire, and connect.
Our June member drive is coming up on the 27th of this month. You can help fund the WPR coverage you rely on right now. Get an early start. Because when 500 donors give before the drive starts, a group of generous members will add an extra $10,000. Join in with your gift of any amount at WPR.org/donate. That's WPR.org/donate.
Contribute to WPR now so that everyone in Wisconsin has access to high-quality journalism and meaningful conversations. Help us meet this goal for you and for all of Wisconsin.
Join in now. Make that gift at WPR.org/donate, and thank you.